last video, we considered Romans 10, 1 through 4, and Paul stated that Christ is the end of the law. And so we want to ask the question then, how is Christ the end of the law? Verse 5 and the following verses help answer that for us. For Moses writes that the man who practices the righteousness which is based on the law shall live by that righteousness. So if you're going to attempt to earn salvation via obedience to the law, then you'll be judged and condemned by the law. Verse 6, but the righteousness based on faith speaks as follows. So true righteousness received via faith alone in Christ alone says this. But he actually doesn't say what it says. He says what it does not say. Do not say in your heart, who will ascend into heaven, that is to bring Christ down, or who will descend into the abyss, that is to bring Christ up from the dead. Rather, it does say this, verse 8, but it does say, the word is near you, in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith which we are preaching. So it's one of the clearest gospel sums now that this brings us to. What is the substance of faith? Verse 9, that if you confess with your mouth Jesus as Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Then he gives us the explanation of faith. For with the heart a person believes, resulting in righteousness, and with the mouth he confesses, resulting in salvation. So here we see the substance of faith, we see the explanation of faith, that it is a true belief in the heart and profession. So if you truly believe in Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, you will profess your belief or confess your belief in Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. And true confession is backed by true possession, true belief in your heart. It's not merely a verbal assent, but it's a true belief in the heart. And this is your assurance of faith. For the scripture says, whoever believes in him will not be disappointed. So your assurance of faith is not you yourself, rather it is who God is, that he does not disappoint, that he keeps his promises, that his words are true. And then there is, of course, the offer of faith. God's word makes it clear that whoever will call upon the name of the Lord will be saved. All are welcome to come and believe. There's no distinction between Jew and Greek, for the same Lord is Lord of all, abounding in riches for all who call on him. For whoever will call on the name of the Lord will be saved. So building off of Romans 9, where it's very clear that God is the one who's sovereign over election. He prepares people for salvation. He will save whom he will save. He will have mercy on whom he will have mercy. At the same time, there is a very clear call for all to be welcome and to come and believe. And I make that plea to you today. If you have not yet trusted in Jesus as your Lord and Savior, would you do so? You will not be disappointed. Believe in your heart. Confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, that God raised him from the dead, and you will be saved. For whoever will call on the name of the Lord will be saved. God does not hold partiality. There's no distinction between Jew or Greek. Again, educated or uneducated, rich or poor, male or female, slave or free, it does not matter. You are welcome to believe on Jesus as your Lord and Savior for salvation. And again, God does not disappoint.